Hello and welcome to the Quarantine Diaries by Marta Jip. Day 4. Treat people and yourself with kindness. March 22. Sunday. I stop my alarm as usual at 9 and wake up as usual at 11. It's Sunday. What am I doing waking up so early? I was meeting with Chris for brunch at 12:30, so I rush to the shower and get ready because it would be really embarrassing to be late not leaving my house. One of my ideas for the quarantine was to stop washing my hair for a week and see if it lasts clean for longer, because apparently it is a good thing to do. Well, not a chance this week. Sunday looks socially busy, so if I'm going to have brunch in my tracksuit, the least I could do is looking clean. Or wearing a hat. Nah, I wash my hair. Roderick has started a new tune. Beethoven's? We call it Beethoven in Spanish. So, well, you guess who he is. It's Moonlight Sonata. Nice. Roderick seems keen to let us know about his sadness in a passive-aggressive way. For fuck's sake, Roderick. I take my herbal tea to the balcony and quickly put my daily playlist, pretty loud, on. Fleetwood Mac's World Turning plays in the background. Oh, that's a good call, random playlist. I can feel my cheeks burning and that makes me happy. Then I realise I need to cook my brunch and the chances of being late are rising. I head to the kitchen and prepare my beloved brunch. Happy days when it's sunny outside. On the kitchen table, I spot a couple of notes from our neighbours giving away their phone numbers, offering help if needed. Now that's so kind. I like my street. To make the morning even nicer, Annie has left me a post-it note thanking me for the ricotta and spinach cake. And, you know, she also put multicolored stars. That's so nice. Oh. I make it just in time, and we catch up over his bowl of vegetables and sweet potato and my classic avo toast with one poached egg. Last time we met, London was still a hectic city, and we felt safe walking around London fields. Now, we catch up on how we're doing, and he tells me he's fed up of not being able to go to work. Workload is the same, but now he's not changing environments. Sounds a little bit claustrophobic because he doesn't have a balcony and I feel for him. He tells me he wanted to go back home but decided to stay for his parents' health sake. And, you know, I think that's the best Mother's Day present he could ever give to her. We finish the call as he's off to do some laundry and I decide to stop in the rooftop terrace, lying under the sun a little longer. One of the perks of the quarantine? Clean clothes. Now I understand why I couldn't find any washing liquid the other day. I bet laundry baskets have never been happier. I'm meant to meet friends Lily and James and this time I'm late. Damn it. Somehow my Spanish blood had to come out to the surface. I blame the sun for it. My Spanish blood craved it. It was a couple of weeks I didn't know from them, so again, we catch up on how we're dealing with the new situation, and not so well. Lily's pretty worried, because her family lives abroad, like mine, and she finds the situation overwhelming. Having families in countries where the virus has struck makes us more fearful of what's coming next to London. And James also shares his tension and doesn't understand why people are still hanging around the streets. Even though it's a good thing that we shared our feelings on this, we changed topic for everyone's mental sanity and talked about what we're doing to kill the time. Lily's learning to play new instruments. James is planning to learn Irish dance because, I mean, who wouldn't after listening to The Lord of the Dance? And I tell them about the diary and how it's making me keep the spirits up. After the call, I feel a little bit of anxiety crippling in, I don't know, too much load of information on the virus, and it's fearful, and young people are dying, you know, overcrowded hospitals, and the virus is everywhere you touch. And I'm in the vulnerable adult category. Shit, I don't want to die. I mean, I'm fully aware that I'm freaking out, but I don't fight the feeling. I try to let it pass in the best possible way, which is putting Stevie Nicks, the dealer, on a loop and dance until I feel my anxiety levels are going down. I sing along the chorus from the bottom of my lungs and dance like a manic. And I'm going to spare you the horrible feeling of listening to me. So you can put on the song and just go for the chorus and you'll understand. But the thing is that it works. It really works. I feel I'm calming down. I don't know why, but it just lifts me up for some unexplained reason, this song and this chorus in particular. I talked to Sis and she asked me if I had recently spoken to our cousin Ro, and I said no. Shit, is she okay? I arranged a WhatsApp group with all my cousins so we can keep each other updated. And then Ro calls me and gives me the sweetest news. She's pregnant. We're having a corona baby in the family. We laugh thinking that by the time I'm able to meet her, the baby might be walking and eating solids. But anyway. Okay, next meeting. I'm insanely late for the next one with my friends from Seville. Too late. The conversation was already over. Ha, good. Damn it, Martha. Anyway, I have dinner with my dad instead. I mean, I love having dinner with him. Doesn't sound like that, but I do. He wants me to help me dealing with the anxiety by giving me more instructions on cleanliness and safety, which is great, but I feel a little bit overwhelmed and ask him to change topic. I've had quite enough of information for today, and although I understand the word for me, my head can't cope any longer. He understands and we have a laugh at random things. I feel much better by the time we hang up. Mum writes me saying that she loved yesterday's post and she sent it to our friend Aaron, so that might cheer her up. I feel extremely happy that she thinks what I write can cheer people up. I speak to Aaron and we agree on having teller drinks on Friday night. I realise that I only have water and tea in my cupboard, so I need to manage to get something alcoholic by then. Thinking about bribing friends to get them for me. Oh well, we'll see. By the end of the day, I am exhausted. I reflect on it, and even though it's been a roller coaster of emotions and social gatherings, it has also been a day of kindness from the very start. I have also been very kind to myself, which is something I tend to forget sometimes, and I feel proud. I believe right now, not only it is important to treat other people with kindness, but first and foremost, ourselves. Tomorrow is Monday. I set my weekday alarm and go to bed. I laugh at the irony that I can finally have some quiet time alone.